So I was thinking, maybe we could do one together, and this is a group song. There was a young man and he came to Pasadena to find himself a lucrative position befitting his talents. And he haunted all the employment agencies and was nearly starved to death when at last he got a job in a stone quarry with all the other college graduates. And after the first day on the job, they lured him into a saloon and tempted him to drink a glass of beer. But he had promised his dear old mother that he never would imbibe, that he had never touched his lips to a glass containing alcoholic beverages. Well, they laughed at him and jeered, and they called him a coward. Till at last he clutched and drained that glass of beer. When he seen what he had did, he smashed his glass upon the floor and staggered out the door with delirium tremens. And the first person that he met was a Salvation Army lass. And with one kick, he broke her tambourine. When she seen what he had did, she placed a mark upon his brow with a kick that she had learned before she was saved. Now the moral to this tale is to shun that fatal glass and don't go around kicking other people's tambourines. I was lying in the gutter about this time last year. Pretzels in my eyebrows, and I thought the end was near. When along came the Salvation Army, and they saved me from a hearse. Well, everybody bust a gut and sing the second verse. Hallelujah, hallelujah, now. Drop a nickel on the drum, save another drunken bum. Hallelujah, hallelujah, drop a nickel on the drum and you'll be saved. Hallelujah, hallelujah, drop a nickel on the floor, save another drunken bum. Hallelujah, hallelujah, drop a nickel on the drum and you'll be saved. Well, looks like it's about time to do it again. So I'm going to say exactly the same thing that I've been saying for a long time, because I don't lie, so I'm not going to change it. A couple of years ago, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir recorded the song I'm going to ask you to join in on now. And it went to the top of the hit parade. Now we may not have the harmony that the Mormon Tabernacle Choir has. We may not have the unison that the Mormon Tabernacle Choir has. We may not have the money that the Mormon Tabernacle Choir has. But if we join together and put our hands on top of the table and look straight ahead, we can have a lot of fun. Reason I say put your hands on top of the table is I don't want y'all having too much fun out there. The reason I say look straight ahead is because in a group song, if you look at the person sitting next to you, he's going to become very embarrassed and he's not going to sing. We need all the help we can get at a time like this. I know it's not raining outside right now, but lightning's liable to strike this building tonight. It's the same thing over and over and over, and I don't mean it. Please don't take offense. But actually, Mormons are the only ones you should be able to offend in a coffee house or a nightclub, because they shouldn't be there in the first place. And this song is one of those little things you don't necessarily have to believe in to participate. Sort of like Christmas if you're Jewish. So I'm going to be listening for everybody to join in. Same thing over and over, but it's not habit for me. Here we go. And also I want to thank you for being very kind. I don't know whether I should have thanked you yet or not, but I'm dependent on you this time. Here we go.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Everybody sing now, come on.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching.
Over and over and over, come on, everybody sing. and thank you, brother. And ever since I joined the Salvation Army, I don't lie in the gutter with women anymore. I don't lie in the gutter with a gin bottle. I don't lie in the gutter with a cigarette hanging out of the right or the left side of my mouth. Boy, you see, brothers and sisters, all of you little lambs out there in the listening audience tonight, ever since I joined the Salvation Army,